The lawman senses a shift in the night. A subtle psychic tremor pings his instincts. The world is out of balance, only he doesn't know what is wrong. Deputy Tom Bailey parked his cruiser at a lonely crossroads outside town, the usual spot for his shift's first coffee break. The middle of nowhere. A red, full August moon lights the prairie. He takes a sip from his thermos cup and rolls down the window. The night is warm. The August day's heat still radiates from the nearby asphalt. He expects the usual breeze to blow the familiar odors of buffalo grass and baked cattle manure his way, but the air has gone still and quiet. The only sound, the distant mechanical murmur of the beef processing plant north of town. Then the ring of the crickets in the grass builds in volume until it's almost deafening. He can't get rid of this nagging sense that something's wrong. Earlier in the night, Tom drove out to the Whispering Woods Park to shine his flashlight around the cabins and neighboring trees at Summer Fun. The camp recently reopened after being shuttered 9 years before. The counselors heard noises in the trees and imagined the worst. He wasn't a bit surprised. No doubt they told some blood-curdling campfire tales about what happened there back in 83. Gave themselves a good scare. Otherwise, the county has been quiet all night. The dispatcher's silky voice purrs from his dashboard VHF radio.
I beseech you, rest once the law to your authority, to do a great right, do a little wrong.
Tom chuckles into his handset.
Copy that, Darlene, he says. Food for thought.
That one's from Merchant of Venice. It does make you think, don't it?
Kyle Morris chimes in from his own cruiser.
It's a good one.
Just making sure y'all are awake out there, she says. Dispatch out.
The radio falls silent. Tom remains restless. A deep, hooting call reaches his ears. It's a horned owl, perched on a telephone pole, taking a break from hunting voles and rabbits. He wonders if it's an omen. Police are one of the few types of people who are supposed to run straight at danger, and Tom takes this responsibility seriously. He's always on the lookout. The problem with constant vigilance is the brain grows annoyed when nothing happens and starts inventing things. He can't always trust his instincts, like this bad feeling. He might as well go back to Summer Fun and take another quick look around, put his mind at ease. He may have missed something. Tom reaches again for the dashboard radio.
Adam 2 to dispatch. Location is County Road 6 at the junction with Road 13. I'm heading out to do a welfare check at Summer Fun.
Making it sound like dull routine instead of an odd hunch. This time, the radio responds with dead air.
Darlene, Darlene, this is Adam 2.
Again, nothing.